someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/meet for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet. Match.com/meet.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We get ready to move to the second half, 44-15. The Lady Bombers on top, a dominating first 16 minutes for Mountain Home. They came out shooting the ball very well. 7 3-pointers in that first half, 4 by Pfeiffer and 3 by Husky, as Mountain Home built a 29-point lead at the break. Starting 5 on the floor for both ball clubs as we get ready. The teams are out here just waiting for the officials. Here they come. Lady Bombers with the victory here tonight will be tied for fourth place in the conference with Morrilton. Morrilton does not have a district game tonight. Of course, there are 7 teams in the district, so somebody's going to have a night off every Tuesday or Friday night. Mountain Home with the basketball as we get the second half underway. Pfeiffer out top. The Lady Panthers played a zone the first half. They switched to a man-to-man to start this second half. Here's Tabor out top. Bounces it inside to Foreman. Then she loses the basketball. 6 turnovers now by the Lady Bombers in the contest. 7:35 left opening quarter. Foreman knocks the ball away. Picked back up along the free throw line by Harmon. Donham has it now. Left side top of the key. Around the top of the key, Naylor with the dribble drive. Simmons into the corner. Harmon calling for the ball, driving along the baseline. Bounces it inside to Donham. Misses the chip shot and the rebound inside by Husky, her second board. Husky, several Lady Panthers going down to the backcourt. Mountain Home lines up with the basketball, though, with 7:03 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home leads it by 29. Walker looking for that backdoor pass to Foreman, wide open. They ran that play perfectly. Foreman had it, hands it off to Walker, slides down the backside of the paint. She'll score. 46-15, Mountain Home leads it with 6:43 left in this third quarter. Harmon with it. Right side is Naylor. Dumps it underneath and is stolen away by Mountain Home. 15 turnovers by the Lady Panthers. Mountain Home working on the offensive end. Walker inside to Tabor. Spinning off the pick, into the paint. Shot blocked. Rebound. Tabor gets it on the right block, and she'll score. 4 points for Tabor on the night. 48-15. Mountain Home scored the first 4 of the second half. Donham inside. Ball knocked away by Husky. Picked back up by Naylor on the left sideline. Free throw line is Seiler with it. Gives it up along the baseline to Harmon, trying to drive, stepped out of bounds with it. 16 turnovers by Greenbrier. Kaylee Spencer checks into the ballgame now for the Lady Panthers. Emma Martin's going to come in for Mountain Home, and Hannah Pfeiffer is going to come out. I would think, unless something bizarre happens and Greenbrier gets back into this one, she's probably done for the night. Might as well get her on the bench, not risk any kind of injury in a game like this. Here's Foreman, left side. It's Husky working off the pick, driving down the right side of the paint and hitting the layup. Boy, Peyton's been aggressive. 13 points for Husky on the night. 50-15, Mountain Home leads it. Along the left baseline, Spencer picks up the dribble, kicks it back out top. 5:10 left in the third. Mountain Home leads it by 35. Simmons into the corner. Spencer penetrates. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Tabor. 17 turnovers by Greenbrier. Martin runs the floor. Nothing there. Kicks it over to Husky on the left side now. Husky to the free throw line. Here's Foreman. Walker on the right elbow. Foreman trying to post up. They'll give it to her on the right block. On the floor once. Fouled as she goes up. She'll head to the free throw line. The foul on Donham. Her first this half against Greenbrier. Foreman will go to the line. 4 points on the evening for Anna Grace Foreman. First free throw, short. .442 left in the third, 50-15, Mountain Home. Second free throw is missed, and Simmons has the rebound for Greenbrier. Donham in the corner, into the paint. She'll get it to Harmon, her jumper good. First points of the second half for the Lady Panthers. It's now 50-17. Out top, this is Tabor. The look inside for Harmon. She's fouled by Donham again. Great entry pass from Husky. Donham throws her hands up in the air and says, "How?" Donham is 5'8", trying to guard the 6'2", Anna Grace Foreman. That matchup doesn't work very well. Foreman back to the line to shoot a couple. The first one is good this time. Has another one with 4:12 left in the third. Second free throw is good. Well, she missed her first two, but has hit the second two. 52-17, Mountain Home with 4:08 left in the third. Donham in the corner, fires up a three, barely draws iron, a foul on the rebound against Mountain Home. It's on Tabor, and that's going to be her fourth. First this half against Mountain Home. She'll come out. Kyra Penn will check in. Lady Panthers with it under their basket. Simmons on the baseline. Driving. The six-foot floater. Good. Briley Simmons with 4 points. Timeout Mountain Home. 3:47 left in the third. Lady Bombers up 52-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
3:47 to go. Mountain Home dominating Greenbrier tonight, 52-19 right now. Lady Bombers with the basketball coming out of the timeout. They've got it at midcourt to inbound. Here's Walker, left side, out top. It's Foreman. Swings it back to Walker, left side, top of the key now. 3:33 left in the third. Here's Husky on the right elbow. Kicks it inside to Foreman. Shot partially blocked underneath. Penn the rebound. The putback is good. Kyra Penn with 4 points off the bench. 54-19, Mountain Home with 3:14 left in the third. Harmon, baseline shot rejected by Foreman. It goes out of bounds, and Greenbrier will keep the possession. Madeline Collins into the ballgame. 5'6 sophomore Leah Jackson in as well. Foreman and Husky come out. They're done for the night. Donham comes out as Moss checks in for Greenbrier. 3:08 left in the third. Mountain Home with the big lead. Here's Simmons out top, spots for the three, and hits it. She has 7 points. 2:53 left in the third. It's 54-22, Mountain Home. Martin on the right elbow. Spots up for the three. It's good. Emma Martin, 12 points and 4 boards coming off the bench tonight. She's the third Lady Bomber in double figures. 57-22, Mountain Home. Spencer penetrates, throws it left side, trying to get the ball to Saylor right through her hands and out of bounds. 18 turnovers now by Greenbrier. .222 left in this third quarter. Lady Bombers up by 35. Baseline drive. Martin leaves the shot short from 6. The rebound out of bounds. And it's going to be Greenbrier basketball. 4 new Lady Panthers checking into the ballgame. Coach Leonard is subbed out, so Coach McCammon bringing some subs into the ballgame as well. Gilpin is back in. We see Lily Mahan into the ballgame as well now. Gilpin is back on the floor. Baseline drive. The jumper missed by Mahan. The rebound underneath by Moss. The putback won't go. Martin clears it out here for Mountain Home. 5 rebounds for Emma on the night. She has it on the left elbow. Little stop and go move. Now brings it out top to Collins. Right side, it's Walker. Walker driving down the left side of the paint. She's fouled and will head to the line to shoot 2. The foul is going to be called against Lily Mahan. Her first, team's third. First free throw is missed. Walker has another one. Second one is good. Walker's first points of the game. 58-22. Mountain Home with 1:37 left in the third quarter. It's going to be a fast fourth quarter. That clock's not going to stop. Lady Panthers working with it on the right side. This is Glover bringing it around the top of the key. Penetrates. Ball knocked loose. She picks it back up. Left side with it. Mahan. 1:12 left in this third quarter. All the starters out for Greenbrier. Walker, the only starter in for Mountain Home right now. Missed shot. Moss is there for the putback for the Lady Panthers. Haley, 53 seconds left in the third. Walker penetrates, gets by the defender, takes it into the paint, double dribbles the basketball. 7 turnovers now by Mountain Home. .44 seconds left in the third. A great crowd tonight. Of course, it is Sweetheart Royalty Nights. We'll do that between games here this evening. 29 seconds left. They like to do that around Valentine's Day. Here's a steal by Mountain Home. 19 turnovers by Greenbrier. Mountain Home has a home game on the 9th. They're on the road the 13th. So they're doing Sweetheart Royalty this evening instead. Baseline drive by Martin. Boy, she is fouled hard, hit to the floor, and she'll head to the free throw line to shoot 2. The foul is going to be charged to Garrett, her second. 4th team foul. Emma Martin to shoot a couple here. The first one will not go. 5'11 senior Effie Hardy in for the Lady Bombers. Martin with another free throw. Misses this one. Hardy, the rebound. Lost the dribble underneath. Picked back up by Emma Martin. Keeps it alive. Her three at the buzzer does not go. So the third quarter comes to an end. Mountain Home leads it 58-24. Clock will not stop in the fourth quarter. The mercy rule in effect. At the end of three, we'll break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.